You come to a fork in the road, talking about human things from a human life soon to be rendered temporarily inconceivable. It's late, it's dark, it's your neighborhood, and the shouts come. Yo, yo, yo! You had separated while quarreling about which street was safest. And when you turn to look at your lover's head turning, you're both looking down the barrel of a sawed-off shotgun. I remember that game, Can't Make Me Look, where the other kid said something like, look, there's a bunch of cop cars in front of your house, but I was smart and I wouldn't look, and they said it again, but I still wouldn't look. And they said it again, only this time I looked, and they really were there. Cause my mom and dad were fighting real bad, but I won the game anyways, right? These three faceless, formless figures lay you and your distant lover down in the street on your belly, hands clasped behind your head. Probably they learned it from the cops, so the cop shows on TV, but all you're thinking is execution style. My mother gave me a BB gun for my 12th birthday to further my gender dysphoria. I pumped it up and shot a beady-eyed starling on a wire. It didn't die, but the exhilarated guilt I felt made me want to puke, to run away from home, or to die myself. They don't like you in the touch of the light, so drag you, two of them do it, drag you to the indifferent darkness, where maybe you see your lover crouched somewhere, incalculably distant, with the metal pressed against his home, the gun, I mean, pressed to his pretty head. When I was a kid and found some food someplace, like in the street or on the bus, my mom would never let me eat it. It could be laced with acid, she'd say, which I thought meant corrosive, like battery acid. And imagined legions of lurking sickos lacing snacks, tossing them into gutters and watching children writhe in death agonies as their tracheas burnt away. From far away you hear yourself say, don't kill me, don't kill me. From far away you hear them say, we're gonna blow your fucking brains out, bitch, where's the bank card? Call, response, chorus, don't kill me, don't kill me, shut up, bitch, shut up, bitch. And then the lover goes down out of your peripheral vision, and in a way nothing matters anymore, cause you're floating in a freeze-frame cinematic joke, where the punchline is those hands pulling down your bike shorts and putting their fingers up inside you. For an elastic instant, you think they're looking for your wallet in your pussy. I must have jerked off every day of my life without noticing, until my mother gave me a sensitive sex ed manual when I was 11. What is masturbation? Masturbation is the manipulation of one's own genitals to orgasm. It is not wrong unless it is used to replace real sexual satisfaction with a partner. Partner? Orgasm? What? I vowed to never do it again or tell another soul as long as I lived. Not too much later, I started putting the Prell bottle up there. The one with the gun calls the others from their fun and they scatter like a handful of marbles. Yet uncountable fragments have to be swept in to escape. So far to go to see if he is really dead. You haven't heard a shot, but who knows? And you are over him and he's clutching his face. Come on, baby, take your hands away from your face. Please turn your head. In that lingering slow motion he does, and it's a bruise he's hiding. Just a beautiful, gorgeous egg on his noggin. When I was a kid, me and my cat Buttons used to sneak out of the house when everyone was asleep and look for vampires and werewolves in the backyard with a flashlight. I wasn't afraid of the dark. Now you can't go out alone, can you? But you're lucky to be alive, aren't you? Alive and scared of your shadow. Alive and scared of your shadow. You are, aren't you?